This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2198. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded July 6th, Antarctica, Canada, Congo, Cuba, Ethiopia, France, India, Iran, Japan, Korea South, Liberia, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mongolia, Morocco, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Philippines, Russia, Singapore, Solomon Islands, Syria, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, LRA 36 Antarctica was not heard on Wednesday, July 5th, and here's why. On the 6th, Manuel Menes in Spain received a WhatsApp from the station with their new schedule, Mondays and Fridays from 13 to 15 UT, Saturdays from 18 until 23. He says Mondays and Fridays they probably will issue the new program Ecos de la Antártida, Saturdays the current program Uniendo Voces. That's on 15476 USB, actually more like 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. From July, CIDX Messenger, we have to report the shutdown of one of the most sought-after DX targets broadcasting from right here in Canada. The closure of several Canadian AM stations was announced in Canada by Bell Media. Included in that list of stations, CKMX, 1060 AM in Calgary. Connected to that station was the shortwave target, the low-powered relay CFVP, a 100-watt station on 6030 kHz. This unique station was a much-desired DX catch by DXers around the world, but not anymore. CFVP shortwave signed on the air in 1931 to rebroadcast the programs of CFCN AM. The VP in the call sign represented the corporate owner, the Voice of the Prairies, Limited. The signal expanded CFCN's coverage area across the prairies and into the north. The original call sign was VE9CA. The station broadcast on 6030 with a power of 100 watts. The transmitter was located at Strathmore with CFCN. Permission was received to move the transmitter site for CFCN and CFVP to 7 miles east of Calgary at Midnapore in 1981. On July 4th at 2220 UT, I checked again CHR on 15034 USB. That's a call sign of Trenton Military, Ontario, but it never utters that ID. And they gave the time as 1820 Zulu. That is, they were still giving EDT and calling it UT. Standard remark about forces accuracy. To make matters worse, it was followed by no report received from Calgary, Cold Lake, Winnipeg, and Edmonton. And the list was repeated for good measure. At least the weather observations and forecast times seemed to be correct in Zulu. But something's always terribly wrong at Trenton. Last week, Manuel Mendez in Spain reported Radio Congo Brazzaville 6115 on the air much later than usual into their evening. That was on June 27th until it closed at 2021 UT. He monitored the following days and found that was not the only date for extended broadcasts, these sign-off times. On June 29th, 1922. On the 30th, 1931. On July 1st, it was still on the air at 2031. And on July 2nd, stood on the air at 2046. Rick Martin in Sun City, Arizona, who monitors Cuban number stations a lot, reports on July 5th. There does seem to be real propagation from Cuba and South Florida, but it's been at least a week since we have heard the enigmatic Cuban number stations. Checking the usual frequencies with the BFO the morning of July 5th, not even a sign of an AM carrier. And something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Rick Martin also reports on July 5th at 1520 UT, 15140 with vocal music, but the channel was plagued by strong hum whine and poor audio. I noticed the same sort of thing later that evening at 0621 UT, July 6th on 9700, the extra frequency on the air, but this time it had a huge hum whine as well atop the modulation, which seemed to be in Spanish, this time rather than English. It was the only frequency still on the air, as often happens, but not every night. Other stations it might collide with after 06 on 9700 are Romania and even New Zealand. Other wrongness from Havana, 15140, July 4th at 1432 was up to 10 over 9, but it was flanked by much weaker but obvious parasitic spurs about 4 kilohertz above and below. I measured them individually as 15144.02 and 15135.98, variable as each was wavering. In the British DX Club, Tony Rogers reports on the clandestine for Ethiopia, Oromo National Media. It seems to be missing from 15385 at 15 to 1530 UT on July 5th. It's scheduled for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday via Galbeni, Romania. However, he says a station in presumed Oromo was heard on 15445 at 1500 and switching to 15425 a few minutes later on the 4th and 5th of July, but also noted one day in June. It went off at 1529, so it seems to match the ONM schedule. On July 5th, he says 15445 was heavily jammed from the start, typical Ethiopian white noise, which explains the reason for the move to 15425, although no jamming was heard yesterday. He was monitoring via the remote in Cyprus. Gabby Simmons soon replies, "It appears to confirm a logging I made back in May, presumed Oromo station on 15425 at 1528 on the 23rd of May, signing off at 1530. On June 28th at 2216, I had loud DRM noise centered on 17760, but nothing is listed." Rafael Rodriguez Herre in Colombia replies, "That signal was TDF. I heard it at the same time. In the last month, several DRM transmissions from TDF have been heard at various times and frequencies. At midnight UT on 6010, 6040, and 6100, at 0600 on 9740 and 11675, and at 22 UT on 17760. It's a half-hour program and labeled from a screenshot as Demo TDF. The next day, June 30th, I tried it myself, using a remote in Maryland in the DRM mode, and found exactly the same thing, Demo TDF at a rate of 8.8 kbps. But this schedule is not appearing in DRM information or in any of the regular shortwave schedules. And on July 2nd at 2206, I was getting DRM noise like this on another unlisted frequency, 13695 plus and minus. It's not even in the schedule specializing in DRM. I checked it the next day at 2228, July 3rd, and indeed it was a Demo TDF as displayed via remote in Virginia tuning DRM. And that had by then replaced 17760. Programming was in French, presumably RFI. In the PTSW group, Tony Pavic in British Columbia says, "Can anyone confirm this? I'm hearing English on 15050 with news from 2330 to 2340. On 11 June, I logged them in Chinese at 2345. I can't make a distinct ID out. It's a bit too noisy. At 2345, I did hear the interval signal. I recall is for all India radio and a Chinese sign-on. I thought they'd completely dropped English on shortwave." Well, Tony, they had officially, and you will not find it on the schedules, but sometimes English gets on the air anyway due to an error or just because it's next to some other language broadcast from what is now called Akashvani rather than All India Radio. BBC World Service sends a long press release on July 5th, headed UN International Fact-Finding Mission on Iran, confirms investigation into the threats faced by BBC News Persian journalists and their families. Its investigation into human rights violations in Iran will include targeting and harassment of journalists inside and outside of Iran, as well as the harassment of their families in Iran. The confirmation came during the 53rd session of the UN Human Rights Council. This goes into much more detail. You may read the whole thing in the World of Radio IO group, including this part. On 22 October 2022, an Iranian judiciary official called for BBC News Persian to be added to Iran's list of terrorist groups. This was followed by news in November that the UK Foreign Office summoned the Iranian deputy ambassador over allegations of death threats to journalists covering the reporting of protests in Iran. And in February, it was revealed that the UK police and the security services had foiled 15 plots by Iran to either kidnap or kill UK-based individuals it considers enemies of the regime. Keep that in mind the next time you may happen to hear a seemingly friendly English-language broadcast from Tehran. On Asil Omar State Beach, California, Ron Howard monitors the propagation research station in Japan, just above 5 and 8 megahertz running low power. he says, on July 4th, 8006 was heard with CWIDs between 0906 and 0916, every 2 minutes. He sent a recording to me, which I decoded as follows, JG2XA, JG2XA, HFD, Station UEC, Tokyo. He says it was too early then to make out the parallel frequency, 5006. Then Ron says, Professor Keisuke Hosokawa replied to my report in 10 minutes. Hello, Ron. Thanks so much for listening to our Morse. Yes, we have just started sending out the Morse code on 8006. We'll do the same thing on 5006 soon. Thanks for sending the sound file. Really helpful information. I will share it with our colleagues. We've also started sending FMCW signals during the absence of Morse for adding a ranging capability to our sounding system. Not sure what they mean by that. But the morning of July 4th, Walt Sound of NBC says CW was being heard on both channels. Ron Howard also reports on clandestines from South to North Korea. Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH, on 7720 at 1123 UT, July 2nd, started the Sunday weekend-only English language lesson with the usual theme music and continued reading from Chapter 17 of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, along with lengthy explanations in Korean. All parallel frequencies were jammed, as well as the usually clear 7720, that is, 3985, 4885, 5995, 6250, and 6350 kilohertz. And then there's Voice of Freedom. On July 5th, the first day back on the alternate frequency of 5920 instead of 6045, with no North Korean jamming yet, but probably would start super jamming the next day. This was at 1359 UT, closing ID, for the Time Travel History Exploration Party program is translated, consisting of radio drama and pop songs. And at 1400, starting a program, Korean People to Unity, to the Future, with some songs. It was over an hour after his local sunrise at 1254 UT. The LWA Liberia had been active lately on 6050. However, on July 5th, Manuel Mendez in Spain says, I've checked every day for a week, and it seems out of the air again at its usual time, signing on at 0558, and it had been heard also at 1930. Joe's Jacob in India forwards a report from Gautam, VU3WTI, that KNLS Alaska via Madagascar is back on the air at 0203 UT on 13760. That was July 3rd. Wolfgang Büschel points out that according to HFCC, there are two consecutive hours in English with the same parameters, on 13760 at 0203 and 03-04. Malaysia, Ron Howard in California reports on YFM, WAI, 11665. Continuing to be heard with terrible audio from 1208 UT, July 2nd. The studio audio had a slightly delayed, faint, garbled echo. And during a call-in segment, no audio problems with the incoming calls. It was just the studio audio that was bad. Sarawak FM, 9835, continues to be silent. Mike Terry forwards news from MediumWave.info about Longwave in Mongolia, monitoring by Connor Burns, July 3rd onwards, using a remote in Russia not too far from Mongolia. 227 kHz came on with a weak signal at 2206 before falling away 2 minutes later. At 2210, one or more of the 209 transmitters powered up, still visible at 2216. The main transmitter on 164 had not shown up at all. From monitoring this particular remote on a nightly basis for 2 weeks, 164 seems to suffer from false starts to power up. It seems to take more than one attempt to get it online, as the carrier appears and disappears several times before becoming steady. So far, he says, I have not heard the interval signal music to signify the start of the day's broadcasting, usually audible around 2206. Stephen Luce in Houston remarks, many broadcast engineers will tell you that keeping old transmitters running 24/7 is much easier than signing them on and off. Many vintage units don't like to wake up in the morning after sleeping overnight. Connor Burns replies on July 4th, 227 came back on at 22:25. I did not see 164 come back, but it was present when I checked again at 14:50 before close of broadcasting. 164 was not audible. 209 was audible, however. 227 was far better. The Media Magazine, you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2198. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from John Lutz, N9JL in Shorewood, Illinois, who sent a check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. He says, I routinely listen to your weekly podcasts and really enjoy them. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. All frequency medium wave stations make great DX targets, and there are a few in Africa, such as Morocco, which has been on 596 kHz. The normal frequency over there would be 594, but now it's one less. Mount Aritla quotes Steve Witt in the UK to the Medium Wave Offsets Group. Morocco is operating on 595 with microscopically low levels of modulation, previously on 596. In the British DX Club, Chris Sentence in Huddersfield says, I've been struggling to pick up rock power radio from Nijmegen in the Netherlands on 7260. Today was noticeably better after submitting a reception report. Station confirmed they have a new transmitter running big power, although I'm not sure how big. Broadcast schedule is at 08 to 12 UT on 7260 and 12 to 16 on 7270. They play continuous classic pop and pop rock music, mainly from the 60s and 70s. We'll note that 7260 would collide with Vanuatu if it were not totally in the daytime. Radio New Zealand Pacific could run two frequencies at once in AM, but they hardly ever do. Maybe as a test Saturday, July 1st at 0600. They were both on 9700 and 11725. Scheduled only on 11725, there was slight interference from an understation, presumably the only one legally on the frequency at that time, Romania in German. But it could have been worse, a three-way collision, if Cuba happened to be there, as it often is, but not this time. July 2nd at 0639, I barely heard a station on 7475. Presumably that Antichrist pirate station YHWH. Thanks to tips from Lucas Bandura, Walt Salmaneve, and Eric Fetterswalp, who were still hearing him around 0630, much later than usual sign-off 2 or 3 hours earlier. Ron Howard in California says, it's been well over a year since I last listened during this time period to Radio Pilipinas on 15190. June 30th at 1725, the transmitter on, test tone at 1728, and choral national anthem at 1730. It was into Filipino and Tagalog with correct frequencies. Not heard on 9960, or 12120 was very poor. 15190 was fair. Also some English, serving the Republic of the Philippines for more than 75 years. There was news items in Filipino, IDs every minute, yes, an overkill of IDs, about coconut farmers, inflation rate, military aircraft, list of universities, overseas workers. There was no break at 1800. Ron says, over a decade ago, I loved listening to this station when they often aired the interesting DZRM radio magazine 1278 kHz simulcast, as well as DZRB Radio Umbayan 738. Unfortunately, they dropped the simulcast many years ago. John Collins in Birmingham reports, July 4th at 2255, I'm tuned to 4625 kHz, UVB 76, the buzzer, but with a song by the group Queen over the top of it at S7. I much prefer Queen to the buzzer. Oh, the buzzer, of course, means this was filed under R for Russia. Since our report last week, there's been lots of discussion about BBC closing down its Singapore relay. Joe's Jacob says, according to AWR Wavescan, the close-down date is July 16th, Sunday. Inadvertently, this relay provides some BBC reception in North America. Andy Reid in Ontario says, a nice signal on 9410 at 1018. And Stephen Luce in Houston says, 9410 via Singapore from 10 to 12 UT is the 13-degree beam, always done well for me in Texas. And he says, I have not seen anything on the BBC Media Center site about the Singapore shutdown. Also, still hearing 6195 and 9410 direct here in Houston at 1100, 11695 at 12, 11685 at 13 is very poor to non-existent. The latter part of the 15 to 19 UT transmission on 12025 booms into the remote in Holland. I've also heard 6195 at 2200 with a good signal there, but it's co-channeled to VOA Botswana for the first minute. 7465 heard weekly at the same time. Ron Howard in California says, for me, the only upside of BBC Singapore closing down on 9410 at 10 to 12 UT is that now I will have a clear frequency to hear Taiwan's Fuxing broadcasting station. In the past, the strong BBC signal was mostly blocking reception of the much weaker Fuxing. Recently, I've noted Taiwan on 15375 and parallel 9774 going off the air at 1200. About Solomon Islands broadcasting on 5020, Ron Howard says, greatly extended Sunday broadcast of religious music long after their usual closing about 12 UT. Still going after 1340 UT July 2nd. Not uncommon for a Sunday. By the way, there was an official load shedding notice on July 3rd, which might mean a shortage of electricity. Also an anomaly on 5020 July 6th. Special extended schedule due to July 7th being Solomon Islands Independence Day. Playing some songs, mostly announcers with good wishes for a happy Independence Day. Until 1315 UT or later. From MediaWave Info, June 17th, Alexei Lubish in Israel reported via IRC ADX monitor about Syria. Radio Damascus on 567 and Radio South al-Shabaab on 666 have been off the air for about 3 weeks, the reason unknown. There are no more medium wave stations from Syria. However, the FM power of both these stations was then increased. In the British DS Club, Alan Pennington forwards a notice from Radio Thailand World Service about a new schedule, effective July 1st. Broadcasts in English, Vietnamese, Mandarin, Japanese, and Malaysian. But what about Thai, their own language? In addition, there have been some frequency changes. For example, 13750 for English at midnight to midnight 30, and 02 to 0230. I say, does this mean all broadcasts in their own language, Thai, are canceled? Why don't they say so? Alan Pennington replies, yes, this question was asked on their FB page, but will there be no more Thai programs in the future? And Radio Thailand responded, yes, we will no longer have Thai programs from July 1st. 13750 was not a good choice because China Radio International is in English at midnight to 01 on that frequency, and after 01 there's VOA and Pashto, or Diva Radio, which is from the Thai relay site. Apparently no one had noticed that the Thai relay site already had something on 13750. Monitoring remotely, Harold Sellers and I were also hearing that collision at 0200. Then Rob Wagner in Australia reports to ODXA that by July 5th, Radio Thailand was back on 15590 with English at midnight to midnight 30. And the same change at 0200, says Maunarito, WRTH. We suppose the operator at the Emirlir transmitter site in Turkey is dozing when they failed to turn off after the English broadcast before 23 UT on 11785. We got 2 extra hours on July 4th into UT July 5th, German at 2300 and Portuguese at midnight UT, which is not supposed to be on shortwave at all. They finally turned it off at midnight 58 as Spanish was starting to appear on the interval signal. Something's always erroneous at Emirlir. Ben Cobb reports on July 3rd, the FCC has opened for public comment the petition for rulemaking of the Shortwave Modernization Coalition, which would bring new private non-broadcast digital stations to the HF spectrum. The coalition members have performed experiments over the last several years. Favorable FCC action on the proposal would open the field to regular commercial operations. The FCC has assigned the petition number RM11953. You can look it up on the website. Comments are due in 30 days. The petition is titled, To Amend the Commission's Rules, Coalition to Allow Fixed Long-Distance Non-Voice Communications above 2 MHz and below 25 MHz. My comment is that this appears to affect the designated international shortwave broadcast bands. This should be done in plenty of utility space between the broadcast bands. In the last week's item about the CODAR ID heard around 4775, WRPV 785, run by the University of California at Davis, as Ron Howard and I have been hearing, the FCC info says the actual assigned frequency is 4463, and there are 6 different locations. One in Sonoma County at Bodega Bay, 2 in Mendocino County at Fort Bragg and Point Arena, and 2 in Humboldt County at Trinidad and Samoa. In July, CIDX Messenger utility editor Gilles Letourneau says, I've talked about signals received on an old WLO Mobile, Alabama marine weather frequency supposed to be gone from HF. 8788 kHz does indeed show activity, with a female voice giving marine weather warnings and forecasts, often preceded by a series of tones. I've checked the frequency multiple times in the last month and did receive broadcasts often at 15-minute intervals starting at the top of the hour, but not always. It's also showed up at random times. Not as strong as the original WLO signal, but it can be heard in Montreal. It does seem that 8788 is the only frequency active. However, all the original frequencies are still valid. Also via CIDX Messenger from the Chicago Sun-Times and obituary dated July 1st, Dick Biondi, Chicago's definitive voice of Top 40 Radio, WLS disc jockey, has died at the age of 90. He was influential in advancing the careers of Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, and Jerry Lee Lewis, among many others. The first DJ to play the Beatles on American radio. See that obituary written by Robert Feder. Ben Dawson corrects a remark I made last week about KNZR 1560 in Bakersfield, which has just switched to a Spanish conservative talk format. It has never been 50 kilowatts. It was at maximum 25 kilowatts as at present for their daytime power. About Radio Vanuatu on 7260. Ron Howard says on July 2nd they were on the air until 11:03 UT with a religious theme song and preaching prayers in English. That was on a Sunday. He says it's often followed by open carrier or dead air for over 40 minutes. Then on July 4th, it was on the air but with carrier only during the entire time. And on July 5th, it was off the air from 7260, or was it heard on 3945 harmonics. But then on July 6th, it was back as usual before and after 07 UT on 7260. And Ron Howard reports, thanks to Prandip Chandra Kundu in Asian DX Review for contact info, I sent off a reception report with an audio file to Robert Warren. That's Robert W. at vbtc.vu, and received an EQSL in about 2 hours. And the power shown on it is 10 kilowatts. He's the senior tech officer at VBTC. Though indeed they have quadruple power from 2.5 kilowatts, explaining the much improved reception lately in North America and even Europe. Beware of the sun. A story by Harry Baker in LiveScience.com says solar maximum could hit us harder and sooner than we thought. How dangerous will the sun's chaotic peak be? It's approaching a major peak in our solar activity. Experts warn it could potentially begin by the end of 2023, years before initial predictions suggested. And another story in Space.com by Teresa Pultarova via Mike Terry. The sun produced over 160 spots in June, the highest monthly number in more than two decades. The current cycle, the 25th, is picking up intensity at a much greater pace than NASA and NOAA forecast, sparking concerns of severe space weather events in the months and years to come. The short-term propagation outlook from SWPC. G1 to G2, minor to moderate geomagnetic activity levels likely on July 12th and 13th. ANK indices peaking at 30 and 5. Solar flux rising from 155 July 6th to a peak of 175 July 14th to 18th. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2198 with a standard disclaimer.